Good morning again. With the time coming up to 8 o'clock, you're listening to Morning Ireland with Gavin Jennings and Rachel English. We're live on RTE Radio 1 and RTE News Now. Here with the news is Karen Creed.
26 pubs may be prosecuted for breaches of the public health regulations and licensing laws following the easing of the COVID-19 restrictions last week and the reopening of pubs and restaurants. Most of the pubs were found not to be serving food along with alcohol. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds.
Gardaí carried out 6,830 checks on pubs and restaurants last weekend as part of Operation Navigation. 2,785 were found to be open all over the country, and the vast majority were in compliance. However, Gardaí say in some pubs they found customers drinking alcohol, but no evidence of food also being consumed, and no evidence of receipts to show that food had been sold. Under the health regulations, alcohol can only be sold to a person at the same time as they order a meal for at least €9. Gardaí also say they found pubs allowing large groups at the one table with little to no social distancing, no advisory signage, and no COVID-19 contact tracing recorded. Some pubs complied with the regulations after being warned by the Gardaí, but 26 have now been identified for possible prosecution and files are being sent to the DPP.
The government will launch a public consultation process today on guidelines for remote working, which has increased significantly since the COVID-19 pandemic. The guidelines are intended to address issues arising from remote working, including health and safety, employment rights and data protection. Our industry and employment correspondent, Ingrid Miley.
Since the pandemic struck earlier this year, the world of work has changed dramatically, with thousands of workers now operating from home. But this raises huge issues, including health and safety, insurance, data protection, privacy, and the right to disconnect, not to mention higher utility bills for workers. Earlier this week, the Financial Services Union called for urgent government action to develop guidelines on remote working, and today the government will launch a public consultation process aimed at doing just that. Taoiseach and Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment Leo Varadkar described the pandemic as an accelerator of change that was coming. The deadline for submissions from employers and employees is the 7th of August.
The National Association for People with Intellectual Disabilities has expressed concern over a guidance document that has been issued by the Health Service Executive to reopen day services. Inclusion Ireland said day service capacity would be reduced and the guidance is non-committal regarding reopening timelines. Our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally.
Day services for people with disabilities have been closed for more than 3 months since COVID restrictions were introduced. Since then, families of people with intellectual disabilities who would normally attend day service facilities have been caring for their loved ones at home. When the latest COVID restrictions were lifted, there were numerous calls on the Health Service Executive to publish guidelines to enable day service providers to open. The HSE did that yesterday evening. Inclusion Ireland says the 72-page document is non-committal on reopening timelines, and it says there are indications that some day service staff which have been redeployed elsewhere will not return immediately. The organisation says that means that day services will reduce in capacity to pre-COVID times, which it says will put further pressure on those with intellectual disabilities and their families.
Eurozone finance ministers are to elect a new president of the Eurogroup later today, following the resignation of the incumbent Portugal's Mario Centeno. Ireland's minister Pascal Donoghue is one of three candidates nominated for the position. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
Ireland's finance minister Pascal Donoghue is up against two candidates. Nadia Calviño, the Spanish finance minister, who is, on paper at least, the lead candidate. Pierre Gramegna, the Luxembourg finance minister, is making a second attempt. It's a straightforward majority vote. The first candidate to get the support of 10 finance ministers becomes president. If there's no clear winner in the first round, the candidate with the fewest votes bows out, and it's a straight runoff for the last two nominees. This is where Pascal Donoghue, who has lobbied hard as a consensus builder and a bridge between North and South, may have a chance. But the outgoing president was from the centre-left family, and they will want to hold on to the position, meaning the Spanish finance minister remains the favourite. The result should be known around 5 o'clock Irish time. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
A rise in the number of people seeking treatment for crack cocaine use has been described as a worrying trend by the Health Research Board. According to the board's annual report, the number of people being treated for crack cocaine increased by 44% between 2018 and last year. Our Dublin correspondent, John Kilrain.
The Health Research Board report found that the recent increase in treatment for crack cocaine comes against a backdrop of cocaine cases overall trebling since 2013. Dr. Anne-Marie Carew, research officer with the board, said in general, those seeking treatment for cocaine are male, 30 years of age, in paid employment, and most likely to use alcohol as an additional drug. However, she said there is a rise in the numbers of chronic drug users mixing crack cocaine and heroin, who tend to be unemployed and homeless. Abuse of opioids, which is mainly heroin, is still the biggest reason for drug treatment, but it is decreasing. Meanwhile, cocaine has overtaken cannabis as the second most common problem drug.
The time now is 5 minutes past eight.
RTE Radio 1 weather, sponsored by SuperValue. Our online shopping delivers value straight to your front door. It's got to be SuperValue.
Mostly cloudy at first this morning with patchy mist, drizzle and low cloud across parts of the south and east. Sunny spells will develop, but there will also be a few heavy showers, with the east of Leinster seeing most of these later on. Highest temperatures of 14 to 19 degrees.